everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. We're here, me and Sam again. Just us two chilling.
We've not that we don't like having guests on anymore, but like,
I'm also kind of rude to say.
I just said not that we don't like having guests, but I'm feeling like it's more of a therapy session when we don't have guests. I don't need to think so much about what I'm saying. You know what I mean? But we will have some guests on soon.
Yeah.
We have some in our head that we haven't actually reached out to or asked yet, but like we kind of want to.
We just want to get everything off our chest first before.
I was going to say, I noticed last time on like when we were doing the clips that when I speak, my eyes like close. Like I speak like this. Like I don't know.
Yeah, you were like that a lot.
Is there something wrong with me? It's not my lashes. They're not that big. Like, so today I was like trying to press my lashes up because I was like, why do I speak like it's like a sultry eye. Like I speak like this. Dude. Yeah. And it looks like I'm high, but I'm not, obviously. You know? So I'm just gonna
natural face.
I'm gonna talk like this.
Your face is always like this. I find my face is always like this. And then when you relax, it like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe because in here I'm relaxed. I'm just like.
Until the lights too and everything.
Anyways, so.
Do you guys ever find that you need to like massage your face sometimes? Like you have to go like this.
I always.
I'm gonna explain it. Like you have to like.
What?
You have to like raise your eyebrows a lot or like move your face. I used to have a twitch when I was younger. Remember? I used to go like this all the time.
I always have to massage my jaw because I feel like even right now, I feel like.
I just like my face is tight. Like.
Why?
I wonder how people like with like Botox feels. Like I just have to feel like I always have to like massage my skin.
Yeah. So we had the highlight of our lives this past weekend. We attended the Jonas Brothers concert in Toronto.
Yeah, we're never going to stop talking about that. So
we're literally like, we are full grown adults now, but we.
I don't like when people say that because, like, as soon as you say, oh, I went to a Jonas Brothers concert or like I went to like this concert, it was so good. People are like, what are you, like 12? Like, they're not 12 anymore and we're not 12 anymore. It's like an artist that you like that you grow up with. Like,
I was just thinking about it. Like, first of all, this is us at the Jonas Brothers concert. We're going to insert a video right here. And that's the video. So we literally went feral at every single fucking song. And we were probably the only ones in our section singing that loud. Like, I'm not joking. Me and friend were like,
we were actually jumping. Like, it was a wild concert.
Yeah. Like, we were, like, fist bumping to, like, Love Bug. And I just, like, when I was looking back at the videos I made, like, I made some videos with the camera facing us just because I wanted to see, like, my genuine happiness in my face. And I was like, wow, I have never seen myself that happy.
Yeah.
Like, we were genuinely, like smiling from within. And I was like, this is, like, I don't think these artists, maybe they do realize, but the Jonas Brothers, like, I don't know. Do you think that they think, like, oh, these are our fans and they love our music? Or do they know, like, you are doing some inner child healing right now? Like, you being at that concert, especially for fans that have been fans of them since they were younger, like, you are watching these people and it's your inner child that's bringing out that excitement in you. You're bringing out that excitement from that little girl who used to, like run home after school and, like, watch Jonas on TV or, like, watch Camp Rock because it was airing for the 27th time.
We had a Camp Rock airing party at our house. All my friends were watching it.
We also had it because I was in Camp Rock. I wasn't really in it, but like I was, and they started singing Camp Rock at this concert and I turned to everyone. I was like, I was in that movie. I wasn't actually, but
yeah,
I was an extra.
It's nostalgic. And it's like, they're my safe space. I don't know how to explain it. I just see them. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it sounds so cringy. And like, really, like, you guys.
No,
like,
but it really is. Like, I cried.
Really, like, if
I
you cried. Really think about it, like, you grew up with these people and they, like, you know, you thought they were so hot or like they're.
But it's not just about they're so hot, like dreamy. Well, like they like, are.
Part
but
of it
I mean.
Is. But I mean, like, just grow up with this. It doesn't even have to be Jonas Brothers. Like, any artist, like, even, like, probably Taylor Swift fans feel this way about Taylor Swift. Like, you grow up with these people. Miley Cyrus fans, like, hardcore Miley Cyrus fans. You see them grow up, and they're, like, dads and have kids. And, like, they, like, kind of grew you up in a way. When, like, shit was hard, you put on freaking Love Bug or, like, Paranoid or Burning Up and just be, like, chilling to the Jonas Brothers. So
I also, like, my toxic trait is that I think if Joe Jonas and his wife Sophie met me and Roman, we'd all like hang out.
Chill.
Like, I think that they'd like us. Like, yeah. I literally think
Joe and Roman would like actually get along.
Like yeah, really that's well. Literally like I'm DeLulu. I think that if they met and me and Sophie met, we'd be fucking boys.
Maybe you would.
So my goal in life is to just like, I just want to talk to them. Like, don't you have this, like, feeling that you want to cry so bad? Because you're like,
I don't know if I'd be able to talk to them, though. I'd, like, actually be like.
No, I want to have a conversation with them and be like, do you know how you make other people feel? Like, it's not just, like, that you're so hot and your music is so good. But, like, you genuinely make people feel like they're in a safe space. You know what I mean? I don't know. Me and Fran are going to go to their other show in Ottawa because that's how much we want to.
Even though, like, think about when they broke up. Like, they probably, like, know how much their fans love them because their fan base, even when they broke up, were still there. Yeah. A lot of the fan bases would have been like, okay, you broke up like freaking 5 years ago. Like, why are you so relevant? Mm-hmm. You know? So
it
just shows how much like a fucking chokehold they have over.
Nick Jonas said one thing at the concert that resonated with me. Not really resonated, but made me think of our podcast, which is weird. Not that we're like at the success they are, but he said that he said something like they were on a record label and the record label dropped them because they weren't good enough or something like that. And then he said that they had humble beginnings. They went back to their New Jersey home, this like, you know, regular, degular house. And they went into their basement and started writing songs and singing songs. And then someone believed in them, picked them up. And now look where they are. And I was like, me and Fran literally started the podcast from the basement. Like that could be us telling a story one day to people who look up to us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I actually felt it deep in my soul. I was like, that could literally be us one day. Like, and again, not comparing us to the Jonas Brothers, but why not?
Yeah.
I'm like, in that moment, I was like, this is what I want. I want to be able to like look to a community of people, even if it's not thousands of people filling the Rogers Center, even if it's like 100 people in a room that we're able to speak at and be like, we started this in our basement and now you guys care what we have to say and like look up to us for whatever reason. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just hard work, dedication.
Yeah. So it was and a fun time.
But yeah.
Funny thing is me and Fran wore like high heels to a concert.
I don't know because I think we thought
we're going to find their after party something or something. Like literally deep down, we're like, we're going to find their after party and go. So we need to wear heels. So we wore heels. We were probably the only ones.
I should have worn this. I literally would have worn this and been way more comfortable. And we wore heels and leather pants and a bodysuit. And I thought that was going to the club.
I was fine. But then at the end, when we had to like go home, we were running through Union Station. All you hear is like clacking of me and Fran's heels. Like,
I was legit sprinting.
We were sprinting in heels like this. Like,
oh my God, my nail just fell off.
Bro, didn't your eyelash fall off last night? I'm gonna zoom in on the clip and just see it like.
Anywho.
Anyways, so everyone's running in Union Station. We're literally running in heels. It felt like we were on like a fucking race, like against time. Like, we're looking at all these signs, like train this way, bus that way, the other train that way. Oh, this train's canceled. And we're like in heels like this. My feet the next morning were actually fucked.
People thought we were so dramatic.
Like, we weren't though.
Look at these girls in heels, like just running through Union Station.
Get you a girl who can run in heels.
Yeah. I think I was in a movie at one point. Like, I was just, like, running.
Yeah, there was one girl laughing at us, but anyways.
Yeah.
What else? Do you have weekly updates?
Weekly updates. That was it. I was preparing for that fucking concert the whole time. This week, I'm preparing. Well, by the time this comes out, it'll be done preparing. But I've been preparing for my best friend's wedding, Mel, who's actually on the podcast before. And we're talking about her wedding. She's getting married on Saturday. So that's going to be quite crazy. And I feel like my emotions, I don't know if I'm going to cry yet. She asked me, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when I get there, I might get a little bit emotional, but I feel like you have to be there in order to like feel that emotion. Cause
why do people cry at weddings? Well, you know,
what do you mean?
I don't know.
Like, that's your best friend. Like that. I've
cried, but I'm just saying like, what brings that? Like, you know what I mean? Do you ever really love, think about emotions?
The union of love. I feel just like how much two people maybe like love each other, the commitment. What always gets me is a father-daughter dance. Like I'll always cry at that. That's just like, I don't know, sad to me that like, oh, it's once your baby girl now grown up, like, and you're kind of sending her off to like her new home or whatever. Like that always gets me. Speeches, like sometimes, but just like the whole thing makes me emotional. Speeches? Makes me want to get married like tomorrow after. Like,
really?
Like while I'm there, I'm like, maybe marriage isn't so bad like tomorrow. And then I snap out of it. I'm like, okay.
I've been thinking about like, not like marriage recently, but just like the whole like wedding industry, just because like a lot of my friends are getting married now too, right? And like, we'll talk about it. And it's just like, is it a scam? Like really, who are you getting married for? Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like you're throwing this huge party. But some people like, of course, some people genuinely like planning it, but like, you're throwing this huge party and like, let's say you're at a point in your life where you're making good money. Okay. And it's like, you're putting all this money towards one day. I feel like you have to be a real, like, a type of person to want to do that. Otherwise, like, who are you doing it for? You know what I mean? I sometimes I feel like tradition overpowers, like, what you genuinely want to do and can kind of cloud it. Because if I really sit there and think about it, I'm like, would I want, like, a huge thing if I can just, like, do a small thing and then spend all that money I would have spent on a wedding on to, a like, travel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, think about it.
Yeah, I think it depends. It's also for just memories, too. Like, I want to be able to look back and, like, see, like, I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, preparing for that. And that's going to happen. And then it's fucking September. So that's wild.
Yeah, I'm starting to get anxious about my birthday. I never usually do. But now I'm starting to feel like I'm a little bit, like, getting, like...
I've been saying that.
France been calling me old.
Oh, my God. France yesterday... Not yesterday, but the other day, I was like, you're, like, 28. He's like, but why do you say that to people? He's like, I'm not 28. I'm 27.
She's been telling me I'm 27 since I turned 26.
I'm like, but you're turning 28. He's like, yeah, I'm not that though yet. Like,
it's August. Away. Isn't his birthday like February?
When people ask me, how old your boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, he's like turning 28.
Wait,
who? And Fran's like, why do you fucking say that? I'm not 28.
Me and Fran were on an interview or something. Like, you know what I'm talking about. We were on like a Zoom call with somebody. And he's like, so how old are you? She's like, I'm 24. She's 27. I'm like, okay. I'm not 27, but okay.
You are 27. You're turning 28. September. No, you're not. You're 26.
I'm 26. So Fran will call me 27. And I'm like, can you fucking calm down?
Just because, like, my boyfriend's 27. They're the same age. So I just automatically assume that you're 27. Which you are technically now in, like, a month.
Well, not now. In a month, I am.
Yeah.
I'll be ending my 26th year.
Yeah. He's like, how would you feel if I was like, yeah, she's turning 30 in 4 years. I'm like, well, that's kind of different, but.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm starting to get kind of nervous because I'm just like, I remember when me and, like, my best friend from childhood, we used to, like, imagine what we'd be like at, like, 25. And I used to think I'd be, like, some...
Way different than I was now.
Way different than now. Like, now I still feel like I'm, like, 18. But it's, like, actually crazy, like, when you think about it. Like,
I thought I was going to be, like, the divorce product on Meryl Streep at fucking 26 years old in my office desk. Like,
yeah, I know. And, like, fucking, I'd have, like, a kid or two. And yeah, and I'm just
get
like,
married
no.
by 26. I remember
like,
saying that.
Like
all
when you're young, you're like, I'm gonna be married by the time I'm 25, and I'm gonna have two kids and a house and a fucking two cars. And it's like, yeah, keep dreaming.
A lot of people like to be young mothers.
I think that's fine, but
a little mini me, like while you're still kind of like 25. 20.
I wouldn't prefer it, but
me neither. But I mean, if I was fine, I'm trying to think, maybe if I had the means for it, like
I still probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. But
okay, so what are your
anyways? I want to talk about this because we've been wanting to talk about it for a while, and it's that Snow White thing. Because
I have that on mine too.
Oh. I had this conversation with my boyfriend's mom and my boyfriend's aunt about how I just mentioned, like,
can we actually pull up the TikTok?
Sure. Yeah. So we'll put a clip of what we're talking about, and then we'll react to it, and then we'll have a little conversation about this.
I mean that it's no longer 1937, and we absolutely wrote a Snow White that
she's
is
not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about.
You're right. It's no longer 1937, and you know what else women no longer have to do? Choose between a career or love. We can have both. Y'all fall into this trap every time, where if a woman chooses love, y'all shit on her religiously. But if she chooses a career, she a great feminist icon.
Okay.
Let me stop there. And then you make us choose because nobody can have both.
I think it's more so like the interview too. So basically, this is Rachel Zegler, I guess. Never heard of her before until this whole thing. And they're asking her about Snow White and like what this adaptation is. And she's like, they're like, what do you mean? It's not the regular Snow White. And she's like, I mean that it's not 1937 and Snow White isn't going to be saved by a prince or something. Okay.
Okay. First off, I have two things. First off, why can't we just make Disney movies original? If we're going to remake it, let's remake it good. Stop trying to keep up with the times. But like, you know, it's a movie for a reason. That's my thing. Number one. Number two, what this lady said. I remember I had a teacher who never got married, never had a boyfriend, just she was older, maybe in her 40s, never got totally in the 50s, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Never had a teacher. And all I would hear parents talk about or people say is like, she's not married. Why isn't she married? Mm-hmm. Oh, she just wants to like F around and have fun at her age. Like, and it's like, okay, so if you don't want to get married, if you don't want to find love, if you want to just do your own thing and be single, that's totally fine. If you, you know, and grow your career, it's fine. But again, like she's saying, if you do want to find love, if you do want to find your true love or get married and have kids and whatever, have a husband, that's also fine. And you can do both. And I think what society nowadays is like trying to like kind of make the norm is that you don't need love and women don't need to find love or you don't need to have your perfect match. But like, yeah, like at the end of the day, like love is a beautiful thing.
And what's the point of life?
Like love is a beautiful, love is a beautiful thing. And like that shouldn't be, you shouldn't be ashamed that you have to want to be like saved by a man. Like at the end of the day, like, yeah, you do want a man to like treat you nicely and respect you and sweep you off your feet and like love you.
And if you don't, that's okay.
Man or but woman,
the,
sorry.
The I'm point saying, is, like, I think the way that this woman is coming off in her interviews about portraying like an iconic Disney princess is kind of almost disrespectful to the fairy tale. And it's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale.
Yeah, but that's also tradition.
But like, that's what I'm saying. It's a traditional fairy tale. Of course, in real life, you're not going to be saved, but you're not going to sit there waiting for a prince. And he's going to, like, of course, it's a fairy tale, but you can take it for what it is. And I think that that's great. If you want this Snow White to be more of like a boss ass bitch and, you know, be able to go and do the work herself with her seven dwarves, but also the prince comes into play. Like, I think that that's great too, but like, don't shit on what the original fairy tale was meant to be, because some people genuinely want to watch that Snow White. I think if Disney or if these like new generation of actors want to portray princesses in a different way, come up with a new princess. I think that that's where people are getting annoyed. It's like, why don't you come up with a new princess, a new storyline where the princess, instead of getting saved by prince, like she's looking for a job in the big city, kind of like the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was no, like, I know that there was Barbie movies in the past, but there was not really like an original Barbie movie. This is the original one. This is where everything's going to like kind of come from. And it, like with regards to Barbie. So it's like, that they kind of like did that already, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, why are you trying so hard to portray something that Snow White really isn't? And I, and also on, to play devil's advocate, I understand like the dark side of Disney. Like there is a dark side of Disney and like, I get it.
But I wonder if there's an ulterior motive with it.
I think that,
like, I just feel like, why are we trying to strip away like younger girls or women or even men, whatever, from like finding their love or like being in love or like wanting love while, like she's saying, having a career and being a boss woman? Like one doesn't make you less than. If you're a boss woman and you're so high, like I always think of Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep, you can still have love and be in love.
But in Devil Wears Prada, in Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep was miserable. Yeah. She was so rich and she was so successful and everyone wanted to be her, but she was miserable because she didn't see her kids.
Love,
she didn't have a husband, not because she didn't have a husband, but she didn't have love. You know what I mean? Like there's also this video where she was kind of shitting on Snow White. She's like, I've watched it once and then I never watched it again. Like, I don't know. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, this is our Disney princess.
Yeah.
Like why? Like, I don't know. And like, I understand the whole movement with, again, trying to change the narrative of the way feminism is portrayed and the way that things are. But I don't think that you need to go to the extent to completely change a whole fairy tale and act like you're almost like not caring about this opportunity. You know what I mean? You have an opportunity to inspire a lot of young women and women your age who grew up watching Snow White to say, I've watched it once and that's it. And like make that face. Like I went on the ride and people at Disneyland come up to me on the ride and they ask me for pictures and I have to act like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I get it. Like, I feel like sometimes women feel like they need to be so appreciative for everything that they get and every opportunity they get. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that she needs to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I'm so like,
why
grateful.
Not, though?
But I'm just saying that sometimes women feel like they need to be so appreciative for things that they get and that they shouldn't just like be dropped into something and get it because they have to work harder for it because they're women, you know, and like get paid less like structurally. Like, it's true. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that like she has this platform, this opportunity to really make something of it. I was watching all the other Disney princesses, the girl who played Cinderella, the girl who played Ariel, the girl who played, what's her name? Lily Collins.
Oh yeah, that's Cinderella.
How about the blonde girl?
Rapunzel?
No, there was a blonde girl. I think there's two Cinderellas maybe.
No.
Then there's Beauty and the Beast. The girl from Harry Potter played Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, what's her name? Emma something. Emma Watson.
Yeah. They were all talking about like the nuances of the storyline, like Cinderella, even the one that Camila Cabello played, like Cinderella still was like trying to be a dressmaker. Like she was trying to, was it Cinderella?
Yeah, that was
She was trying to be a dressmaker and like, you know, make a business for herself, but she still like fell in love. And like, that was still part of the storyline. You couldn't do two in one. And she didn't shit on the fact that she was playing Cinderella and be like, oh my God, like, I don't even watch Cinderella. Like, okay, then what the fuck are you playing Snow White if you never watched Snow White? Give it to somebody who's worked their ass off to be an actor just like you and also like Snow White. Yeah. Like, don't shit on it. It
I just think they're trying too hard to, like, create a narrative. And it's getting, I don't want to say old, but it's just getting kind of like, okay.
Tired. I'm tired of it.
Just exhausting it. I don't know. I think love is a beautiful thing. Like, if you think about it, like, when you're even younger, like, you dream about, like, not dream, but I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't, like, you want to be successful and you also want to have love at the same time. I don't think you need to choose either.
And some people think that being successful is finding love. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else on your list that you'd like to talk about?
That's it?
Yeah. I kind of wanted to talk about, I think we touched on this on the podcast, like, probably a long time ago, but I kind of want to bring it up again, and it's education.
Okay.
And how you feel like that's played a role in your life so far. And, like, don't just think of it as, like, oh, do you need a degree or you don't need a degree? Like, actually think about it, because it's been something that I've been thinking about. And I watched our last podcast, and I was kind of shitting on, like, U of T a little bit. And, like, oh, I read all those tweets that basically said that I didn't like to go there. And, like, it was a lonely experience. And I've talked a lot about how it's been a lonely experience. And in this day and age, I just want to know what your thoughts are on education and degrees. Is it necessary? Has it helped you personally? How do you think that it has helped you or it hasn't in your workplace or anything?
I honestly don't think my physical degree has helped me. Like, the things that I've learned, I don't really think has got me to where I am. I more so think the struggles that I went through during my education is what made me more resilient and, like, hardworking. Like, I was being straight up honest here. I was on probation for 2 years in a row when I first went to Ryerson. So my first year and second year, I failed a lot, many classes because I didn't pay attention. I didn't really care. I thought it was, like, easy, like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I was on probation twice in a row. And the third time, I was going to get kicked out if I failed one more course. And that's what I remember I literally, like, remember when you had your GPA calculator and it showed you. What I did is I copied and pasted that into Excel, a working file, and, like, changed my grades because my dad always would ask me, let me see that GPA calculator. Where are you at? Let me see. And it literally showed you, like, econ, like, fail. Math, fail. Stats, fail. So I changed it to my GPA was over. It was like a 2.6 at one point. It was not great. Actually, it was below that. Probationary is 1.5. I was at below 1.5 in first and second year, okay?
In both years?
Well, first semester, I was on probation. Second semester, I got off. And second year, first semester, probation again. If I went on again in second year, second semester, I'd flunk out of the course. So I went into, like, Excel and I changed it manually. And I'm like, look, Dad, like, I'm above a 3.0. And he, like, looked at the working file and he was, like, clicking it. And, like, the numbers were changing. He's like, why the fuck are these numbers changing? He, like, threw a fit. He's like, you're on probation. Like, and that, like, shook me. I was like, I just felt bad. Like, my parents put me, like, paid for this. I'm literally just failing my courses because of what? And, like, I worked my ass off to then graduate with, like, an honors degree. So I feel like in that way, it helped me. In my actual degree way, like, I don't find that it did. Obviously, there was challenging courses, but, like, the actual content of my degree.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, I think the work ethic that I had to be able to make it through what I went through is what has helped me today. But I do think that it has helped me land jobs. Not because of the content of what I've learned.
Just
the
name and
but I think the name maybe. Of the school and, like, the fact that I had that degree has definitely helped me land jobs. And I think that a lot of the skills are transferable. It just sucks because, like, you spend $40,000 to $50,000 or your parents spend $40,000 to $50,000 on these degrees. And it's like, is it really necessary? Is it really worth it? And I think a lot about what if I didn't go to, like, I went to almost, like, 5-6 years of school because I did a postgrad too.
I was going to say, I think my postgrad taught me more than my
4 years. My postgrad taught me more. I made lifelong friends from my postgrad. I have four.
Of my Humber friends, and we see each other once a month, and we, like, are literally, like, we're like, we've known each other forever.
Yeah.
I did hands-on shit and, like, actual case studies and actual, like, real marketing shit there that, like, Ryerson didn't really teach me, or TME, whatever the fuck it's called now. So I would fucking say, like, like a diploma, a year diploma, 2 year diploma.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say.
Like, it's like good enough. It's like sufficient enough. And then you literally learn as you go. The job I'm in now, like I know school didn't prepare me for it in terms of content. I literally just learned as I went.
The job I'm in now, if you told me that I was going to be in the job I'm in now, I would have been like, I can't do that. I don't have the degree to even touch that. But you don't need it. You know what I mean?
And I know.
Like,
I went, yeah.
And I don't know. Like lately I've been realizing that experiences that I've had and that I've been having have been teaching me more than a degree ever did. And this is not to hate on going to school or anything like that, because I am grateful. Like I said, I'm grateful for the degree I have. I'm grateful that I went and I put in that work. But even like we spoke about last time, traveling, networking, meeting people, taking jobs that you wouldn't normally take just to see if you could do it will teach you more than the degree will ever teach you, well, I think.
No, it depends on what job you're doing. Like if you're a surgeon
or a doctor. Yes, please go to school if you're a doctor. Then you need a degree. Obviously, I'm talking about like non, I guess, what would you call those? Like professional, I don't know.
What would you call those?
Like doctor, lawyer, engineer. You obviously need a degree for that. But I'm talking about if you're someone like me who I actually did not know what the fuck I wanted to do. I truly, like really didn't know up until recently what I wanted to do.
Hmm.
And I'm almost 27. Like I've been doing things, but I almost feel like I've just been doing them to do them. Like I never took a year off to actually sit back and think, what do I want to do? I never took time to actually figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just like started doing things, but in a way, like that is a good thing because I realized what I don't like and what I don't want. Had I taken a year off of not working or not going to school, whatever the case would have been, maybe I would have never came to where I am now or the conclusions I'm at because I didn't try things. I think you need to try things in order to know what you like and what you want to do in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a degree just looks good on a resume. I think it's obviously credentials that you can like kind of like back yourself up with. Like, oh, I have a degree in this and that. But
I couldn't tell you what the fuck I learned in like 5 years at U of T, like truly. But anyways.
I don't remember anything. Like I remember law. Law was something that really stuck with me because I feel like that's actually something that you know and that you need to know. It's good to know. Law, like
my business degree is the only
one. We're even talking, me and Francie, about like, what the fuck do they teach you in high school? Like, why don't they start teaching us about real shit? Like that we're actually going to use, like mortgage rates and taxes and shit. Not fucking careers and civics.
Don't even get me started. I really think it's part of the hidden agenda.
What hidden agenda?
Like, you know, the hidden agenda.
Just like they don't want you to know about that shit?
No.
They'd rather teach you about civics and what happens in the court.
I just started learning about mortgage rates recently. I started learning about taxes and all that shit because I was like, fuck, I need to do this. And
I'm actually just thinking right now. We had a textbook in civics dedicated to what a cabinet is and what's in a cabinet. Like no one gives a
cabinet
a shit.
Like the government?
Yeah, like no one cares about
who
that.
Who the fuck cares? Why does that
matter?
Unless
you're literally going to be running for prime minister. Or like
I understand it's important to know like the departments of the government. Is that what you call them? The
sections? I don't know.
I don't even fucking know. But I understand like it's important to know about your country's political system, obviously. Do I need a whole course? A whole semester, a whole fucking huge textbook dedicated to that? No. Teach me about how to file an income tax. Teach me about the different fucking forms, T4, T4E, all these things, because that shit I didn't know until I was literally forced to do it. And
I only knew until this year.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Because you're forced to do it. Figuring out things when you're forced to do it is the most stressful shit ever. Because you're like, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, and then I did
Why
it wrong.
Why don't they teach you that? They teach you, they have parenting classes in high school. That's weird to me.
It's weird.
They don't have marketing in high school. They had sports marketing, but it wasn't like.
No, they had marketing management when I was there.
Yeah, but okay, maybe. They don't have, you know what they need now is like social media courses in high school because like so many jobs like are on
PR,
social media.
Public relations, like, they had communications. I'm sorry for anybody who's a literature major, but why the fuck are we still learning about Shakespeare in high school? I'm sorry. It's irrelevant. And I know my friend loves Shakespeare, like Isabella. Ooh. Isabella loves Shakespeare.
Dude, I remember almost failing. Because I didn't read Macbeth in full. Like, I remember on the test, like, I remember the exact teacher. Do you remember Mr.
No.
We can bleep that out. Name. Okay, calm down, bro. Oh. We can bleep. Do you remember him?
No. Yeah, but I didn't have him.
I remember I was writing a test, and I was writing like this, and my eyes were rolling so far to the fucking right like this because I was trying to see the person beside me's paper.
Yeah.
He calmly walked over to me. He's like, Samantha, if you look at her paper one more time, I'm going to take your paper and send you outside of class and you're going to fail. Okay? I was like, okay. And in my head, I'm just like, for fucking Macbeth?
Yeah.
For Macbeth. Why is this relevant? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what? Like, make me take French throughout all the years. Make me take another language all 4 years
of high
school.
You know what? I shat on taking French, but I wish I took it through 4 years. I was like,
they should make you do that stuff.
I don't want to do French.
If you really think about how the curriculum was developed, like, it really makes you think, like, why do they not teach you about, like, Area 51? Why don't you learn more about aliens? Why don't you learn more about space and, like, real things?
Well, it's not real. Is it real?
Space, yeah.
But aliens and stuff. But
okay, maybe not aliens, but scientifically, space is real. Why don't they teach you more about that? You know, maybe they do that now. I don't know. Maybe it's because we went to a Catholic school. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if public schools are different.
Public schools might be different.
If they maybe make you, if they have a little bit more wiggle room of what you can take.
I don't know. It really makes you think, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, though. I was actually, like, when you're talking about cheating, I was pretty good.
At cheating?
Like, on tests. Like, I was pretty good.
At cheating? Or were you good on
tests? No, on tests. Like, cheating on tests.
So you were good at cheating?
On tests, yes.
Well, what else do you cheat on? People? Well,
I don't know. I don't want everyone to get the wrong impression. But, like, because you're like, oh, that girl, you just have to wear this. Like,
no, I used to wear hats like that.
You're not wearing hats.
In high school?
While taking a test.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. Off. No, at U of T, I used to wear hats.
I was not wearing hat at Ryerson. The hats off. And they had those freaking pylons walking back and forth.
Pylons?
Those people who are like 1 year older than you, like monitoring your tests. Like yeah. You're literally in third year and I'm second year.
I used to cheat too, but like I was like pretty good at cheating, not gonna lie to you.
One subject that I will never understand, no matter how many times you explain it to me, is econ. And that's one that you should know. Like, that's actually a valuable one. Like, I failed my econ class, I think two or three times. Demand and supply. I suck at reading graphs. Like, the graph shit.
I'm so good at graphs.
I just sucked at econ. I was horrible at econ.
Like, imagine they had, like, a makeup class.
They probably do. They do. Yeah, that's college, I think. That's not university.
But that's what I mean. Like, at that point, you're just like, okay, now I need to pick out of so many things. Like, I just feel like a high school curriculum should give you a little bit more of a taste of different, like, aspects.
Yeah.
You know? Like, out of the arts, all I could pick was, like,
drama. I actually like
drama, music, and art. Really? I hated drama.
I
was
drama.
Forced to go on stage and do, like, a duet with someone and perform it to everybody. I was so
embarrassed.
I
thought, like that was my freaking actress era. I was like, oh, my God. You'd be an actress here.
Okay, we're going to wrap up soon, but I do want to go through some quick rapid-fire questions for a little rapid-fire segment, because we used to do this, but we stopped. Number one, what has been your favorite age so far?
That's a good question. I don't know. Oh, my God. My favorite age, 19. I think 19 was just a fun year. I don't know.
I'd say 19, too, because you just turn legal.
You get like...
Life's not too serious yet.
What grade are you in, 19?
First year.
Yeah. Like, you're just starting out with like a new life.
New university.
Your friends are at different schools. You're kind of like exploring a little bit freedom-wise.
You don't have to like watch what you eat really or like, you know what I mean? Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, not really. Why'd you say it like that? You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Fucking rebel. I was never a rebel. I don't know why I said it like that. Yeah, I'd say 19 too.
I was talking to my boyfriend's family and they're like, oh, Francisco was just like a bad child, 19. Like, what have you done? Like, when you're 19, I was like, yeah, like I used to like sneak at the clubs and like call my mom and be like, mom, like I'm sleeping now. Good night. And they're looking at me. They're like, that's it. I was like, I thought that was like so bad, but like, we're actually good kids.
I know.
Like, they were so underwhelmed. I was like, I thought it was like so cool. And they're like,
I didn't have a rebel era.
Era.
I didn't have a rebel era.
Me neither.
I don't want to, though.
Too late.
But now we'd be reckless. Like, what the fuck am I going
to rebel
about?
Rebel era?
Like,
just quit your job and, like...
Stop paying my bills. Like, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, you can't really have a rebel era now.
I mean, you could definitely have an adventurous era, like we were talking about the other day.
Yeah, that's not being rebellious. That's just being adventurous.
Yeah, I think we need to enter our adventurous era.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
We're going to go to... Where are we going?
Halifax.
Newfoundland.
No, Halifax.
Okay. Or PEI. I'm craving some like fish.
Lobster.
Like, I'm craving like good seafood and PEI.
I just want a fucking fat lobster roll. Like, I just want a lobster roll.
No, I just want a juicy lobster, like dipped in butter and like.
It's fucking kinda, like someone just like, feed me, drizzle it in my mouth. Like, bro. And I just want to like frolic in the grass.
In the prairies.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, this I don't understand. What is a lazy girl dinner? Like, this is another thing. This is like the blueberry nails. This is like girl that dinner. Girl. Stupid. What is it? It's just
girl,
lazy?
Girl dinner is just girl like random dinner. Shit that like when you're hungry and you crave, you eat. Which
so
I kind
of get. So
it's
basically like when you crave something?
But it's like weird and it's like not really dinner. Like when your boyfriend asks you, what do you want for dinner? And you're like, oh, I want pickles and I also want olives and cheese and like chips. But it's not actually dinner. It's just like random shit kind of thrown together.
Okay, so what's your
girl pickles dinner? Wrapped in prosciutto.
I have never seen you eat that in my life.
Because you don't live with me anymore. And I just recently started it. Okay. And it's really fucking good. Or a tortilla with Nutella and you wrap it like a cigar. Little cigar rolls. Yeah. And you eat that. Very, very good. Anything with tahini on it is just like
recently. I think you bought that for me.
Yeah, I did. Or salty, like olives. Give me like salami. I'll chop up salami.
My fucking
and just
mouth
eat
is
it.
Watering.
I know. Those pickles.
Yeah, like giant pickles.
Pickles wrapped with prosciutto. You get salty and sour.
Or fruit roll up.
No, prosciutto. That's my girl dinner. Or I've been mucking ramen recently, like
okay,
every night.
You're gonna think this is gross, but my girl dinner, like when I'm lazy as fuck, is like tuna. Like I'll put
I
it
hate
in a
tuna.
Really?
Just don't like the smell of it.
Yeah, no, but I don't get like, I get like the light tuna. Like it doesn't even smell like tuna.
Okay.
And then I put spicy mayo in it. And then I put green onions in it. And then I literally take little rice crackers and dip it. And that's like,
that's good.
That's like a meal for me.
I want to start cooking. I know I say that all the time, but September is literally my month where I'm going to start cooking. Maybe I can vlog it. Maybe I can be like day one of me, like forcing myself how to cook. My first meal that I want to cook is like just simple. Cause you know, I'm easing into it. A salmon rice bowl. You know what? Emily girl on TikTok. Mm-hmm. She like gets rice, mush it, salmon mushes it. And then she eats it with like seaweed.
That's kind of what I've been doing with
spicy
chicken.
Mayo and cucumber.
Okay, but wasn't that chicken with rice the other day when you put hoisin sauce
was.
And it was good?
That's what sauce was it? Spicy mayo and what else?
So what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks is I'll meal prep. I'll make like 6 chicken breasts and I'll put like honey and garlic, like garlic paste on it and then like salt, pepper. Then I'll bake it and then I'll just make like white rice and usually like a vegetable, but this time I didn't. And then I just put like the chicken with the rice in a Tupperware, put it in the fridge, and it lasts like for 3 to 4 days, and it's meal prep lunch every day. And then all I do when I heat it up is I cut up the chicken, mix it up, put hoisin sauce, spicy mayo, and green onions, and it's so fucking good.
With me though, I can't meal prep because I get bored of eating the same thing.
I don't even realize I'm bored because I'm so busy throughout the day.
Yeah,
I just
you're
eat
just
it.
Hungry, you want to eat.
Like you're thinking that, but like today even, like I was like 3 o'clock, I didn't eat lunch. I'm like, fuck, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have eaten.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's my girl dinner.
Okay, a couple more. What, how often do you floss?
Don't really floss.
You don't ever floss?
Just brush my teeth. I know it's bad. It's a bad habit. You should floss.
Okay. How
often do you floss?
Like a couple times a week, but not with like the, not like this. Like I have like the
I have
little
like
toothpick
my
ones.
Gums bleed. I don't like flossing.
Yeah, it's because you don't floss.
I know. The dentist said that because it's going to start bleeding for a while. It actually hurts me when I floss.
What item is worth spending more money on? What?
Is there options?
No. That was weird. If you could afford any car, which one would it be?
Jeep Wrangler.
Really?
Like a Jeep, like open Jeep, matte black. I love those cars. Why aren't you answering them back? What?
Oh, sorry. My car? I don't know.
I like big cars.
I like Jeeps too. Like I really want a Jeep. I feel like I could get a Jeep now. It's not that crazy expensive.
No,
bro.
But like
you
that,
can easily
that's
get
my
a
next
Jeep.
Car that I want.
But your dream car.
I don't really have a dream car either.
I'm not
really
a big
car girl.
Finish the phrase. The way to my heart is
food. So cliche.
It really is though. Like I really like acts of service. I realized.
I was just gonna say acts of service.
Like if someone
me
does something to me for me or surprising me, like
it could be as simple as like, hey, I'm on my way home from work and I like dropped you off bubble tea at your door. Like come open it and it's bubbles. Like it's just things like that are the way to my heart.
Do you think you can win a game show? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever moved cross country? Yes or no?
No.
Do you consider yourself tech savvy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. All right, these we can go on and on. We'll save some more for next time. But yeah, thanks for.
We should end all episodes with little like question segment or game.
Yeah,
segment.
I know. I asked some people to put questions in, but we only got a couple since I asked them on the way here, and they're not like
best.
Yeah, no. Anyways. Fun times. Next week or next time, we might have Roman Francie on again.
Yay.
Because people really like the episodes that they're on.
And we have some juicy questions for them. I have some questions I would like to ask them. So,
do you have plants?
Plants?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Nothing. I want to talk about plants next time. Something about plants.
Why with Francie Roman?
No, just I've had a calling. Like, I don't know if this is like flower plants. Mother Nature like calling me, but like I just want to buy plants.
I've never had. I've never understood the like obsession with plants and like, oh, I'm a plant mom. Like, I'm like, it's a fucking green thing. Like, it's a plant. But then I actually see like my friend has plants and like waking up to plants, I feel every morning is probably like just rejuvenating.
Yeah.
Like you're watering something to life. It's growing to life. Like,
yeah, except I never water my flowers. So they always die. But I've been saying like, I legit want to plant. Like I want to plant.
Yeah.
I was like at Canadian Tire in the garden center. I was like, I want to buy fucking plants, but I don't know what to do.
Just learn on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. But it's like so much.
I like working. Flowers recently, like decorating my room with flowers. I feel like it actually makes a difference when you have plants.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. We will talk to you guys next time. Thanks for watching and keep subscribing because our YouTube channel is like, it's getting up there.
It's at 200.
We're getting hefty. We're getting hefty.
We're at 190, I think.
Okay. Bye.